headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's Forensic and Scientific Services will continue its shift to an automated DNA extraction, despite scientific concerns that the new method yields 90% less DNA. An inquiry raised by Health Minister Shannon Fentiman is examining Project 13, a 2008 report by seven scientists recommending that the use of automated system. The commission heard yesterday saw senior scientists at Queensland Forensic Lab raising concerns with his superiors about this new system. The manual method is known to yield more than 90% more DNA than the proposed automation. In more local news, authorities have confirmed that more than 40 homes have been destroyed by severe Queensland fires. There are more than 80 fires across the state, causing two deaths, destroying up to 46 homes, 30 sheds and 8 mobile properties, according to Acting Deputy Commissioner at the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Joanne Greenfield. Extreme fire conditions have been forecasted for the Darling Downs region, with an emergency warning issued yesterday afternoon for residents along Lucky Road in Tara, west of Brisbane, to leave immediately. Hundreds of millions of Australian identity checks may have been illegally conducted due to a rushed federal service. The document verification service was once abandoned by the former Morrison government due to insufficient privacy standards. However, this is not the case for the Albanese government, as they have now pushed this service through new legislation. This rushing has meant that verification services linking up the state and territory ID systems to businesses carrying out ID checks have been operating without a legislative framework. This makes the verification illegal. The committee is due to report back to Parliament by November 9th. In more national news, Services Australia has been forced to pause Centrelink debt repayments for 86,000 people due to legality concerns. Following the August revelation that up to 100,000 potential debts were incorrectly calculated, Services Australia has escalated their response by pausing the repayments of those it has already claimed owed it money. Not much is known as to when this disruption, caused by the Ombudsman finding the services unlawfully apportioning welfare recipients' income, will be rectified. In international news, a German politician has been arrested for allegedly displaying Nazi symbols. 22-year-old Daniel Hallenberg was only elected into the Bavarian parliament earlier this month, but this may no longer be the case as police found several Nazi symbols on the premises of his fraternity. This follows several complaints from neighbours who claimed they heard Nazi chants coming from inside the building. Mr. Hallenberg is under investigation on suspicion of sedition and possessing banned symbols. He is also accused of suppressing evidence as he was attempting to influence other fraternity members of changing their statements. Having been on the run since the 26th of October, this far-right politician was considered a flight risk. Mr. Hallenberg has refuted these allegations via social media and believes these actions to be politically motivated. For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34 degrees. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
So, top of 34 this morning.
Yes.
We're cooked.
Literally.
Very. Do you have any like secret strategies that you like to use when you're trying to escape the heat?
Ooh, well, drink lots of water, guys. Hydration is key.
Yep. The coolness starts from within.
Exactly. And I don't know, stand in front of a fan. Yeah. Probably don't use that much aircon, you know, save the energy, guys.
And it dries your skin.
Exactly.
Yep. Don't want to be a lizard.
Hydration. Hello.
Yep. Keep it moist. All right. Thank you. And thank you so much for those wonderful headlines. I'm going to play a bit of an upbeat track next so everyone can boogie and then sweat and then get cool from the sweat.
Good luck.
I'm a thinker. All right. This is James Brown by Chaka. You're listening to Zedlines on Zed Geist on 4ZZZ.